You are being influenced. If you've watched any blockbuster film in the last decade, then chances are that it's been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Here's the reality. The CCP is running the largest influence campaign in history. In Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
.901 here on the great WRKO, Jeff Cooner, Boston's Bulldozer, 617-266-6868 is the number. Okay, my friends, I don't know if you watched the town halls last night. Here is exactly what I did. 8 o'clock, I watched the Trump town hall, moderated by Savannah Guthrie. By the way, she was despicable. Brazen, partisan, interrupting the president repeatedly, constantly on the attack. And honestly, at one point, it went on for like 15, 20 minutes. She went on about his taxes. She went on about when he got the coronavirus. Did he have the coronavirus during the first debate?
In point of fact, your administration is about to go to the Supreme Court to argue to out the rest of Obamacare, which includes the protections for pre-existing conditions. Will you accept a peaceful transfer of power? There is no law or rule that prohibits you from releasing your tax returns. Except that is completely not true. So, and disavow QAnon. Yeah, you don't know that? Okay.
No, I don't know
you
that.
And then I recorded on my DVR the ABC town hall with Steffi Stephanopoulos with Joe Biden. And it was softball after softball after could you throw it any slower to the guy?
My wife and I are in disbelief at the lack of coordinated federal action on COVID-19. We know that your administration would follow the science.
What do you say to LGBTQ Americans and others who are very worried right now about erosions of their rights and our democracy as a whole?
Mr. Vice President, my father, Drew Lewis, served as Secretary of Transportation under President Ronald Reagan in his first term.
Oh, yeah, I'll be darned.
Robert Mueller laid out a lot of evidence of possible obstruction of justice by President Trump. What would a Biden Justice Department do with that evidence?
I mean, I'm watching it. I started laughing. I'm like, this is good camp. I'm like, it's actually even better than the Trump town hall in the sense that there's more comedy in this. It's one hack after another. It was either a Democrat or a never Trump Republican. I'm like, how do they find these people? And of course, they're all socially distanced. They're all, forget 6 feet. They're like 10, 12, 15 feet away from each other. And he's droning on. Biden is rambling. He was incoherent. He was boring. He made one asinine, ridiculous statement after another. I mean, at times it was funny. I'm like, he's a lunatic. You can tell the guy's in clear mental decline. And then there's Steffi Stephanopoulos. He's just sitting in his chair, lobbing softball after softball, almost like, okay, here it is. It's a big, fat, juicy ball. Joe, grab the bat. Grab the bat, Joe. There it is. Okay, here it comes. Okay, right down the middle, Joe. Right, easy, very easy. I'm going to throw it to you. Okay, easy, Joe. Now, one of the most hilarious statements last night was Biden. They were asking him questions about police brutality, Black Lives Matter. You know, what do you do with the police? How do you reform police in this country? And his advice is that police officers need to hire more psychiatrists and social workers. And when they go out on patrol, I'm serious, they need to go out on patrol with psychiatrists and social workers. Because they can help de-escalate situations, especially with people who happen to be mentally ill. But he also had another piece of advice for them. When someone is about to shoot you or charging at you or attacking you and your life is in danger, I swear to you, don't shoot them in the chest. You know where you shoot him? Do you know? You know where you're supposed to shoot him, according to Dementia Joe? Like it's Hollywood. It's like it's Hollywood. Roll cut 59, Christian.
You can ban chokeholds. You can, beyond that, you have to teach people how to de-escalate circumstances. De-escalate. So instead of anybody coming at you and the first thing you do is shoot to kill, you shoot them in the leg. There's ways you have to do more background checks in terms of whether or not the person coming in passes certain psychological tests.
Just shoot him in the leg. Hey, you're dealing with a dangerous criminal, a gangbanger. Hey, don't shoot him in the head. Don't shoot him in the chest. No, you just shoot him in the toe. Shoot him right there in the, shoot him in the leg. Shoot him in the calf. Okay, what are you doing killing people like this? By the way, if you've ever taken a course to get a license to, you know, to carry, the first thing they teach you at any of these schools, you aim for the biggest body mass, which is the chest. Your body, your stomach and your chest. That's the first thing they teach you, because it is so hard to hit your target at the best of times. So you don't aim for the pinky. You don't aim for the arm. You don't aim for the leg. You don't aim for the toe. The guy's a moron. Now, remember in 2013 when he was Obama's vice president and he said, nah, let me tell you what you need to do. You get a shotgun. Roll it, Christian.
If you want to protect yourself, get a double barrel shotgun. Have the shells, a 12-gauge shotgun. And I promise you, as I told my wife, we live in an area that's wooded and somewhat secluded. I said, Jill, if there's ever a problem, just walk out on the balcony here, or walk out, put that double barrel shotgun and fire two blasts outside the house. I promise you, whoever coming in is not going to... You don't need an AR-15.
That's another thing they teach you. You never shoot until you know exactly the target you're shooting at. You don't just shoot in the air. This guy, follow the science. And then, of course, the Steffi Stephanopoulos nodding his head up and down like, oh, my God, this is... Yeah, shoot him in the leg. You know, I grew up watching Kojak. That's how they did it. Yeah. TJ Hooker. That's how they did it. These Law and Order. They just boom, just in the leg. That's it. It's over. That's it. In the little toe. That's it. My friends, it was a pathetic performance on the part of Biden. He looked tired. He faded as the night went on. He was rambling. Frankly, he was boring. He was incoherent. It was dismal. On the other hand, Trump was combative. He looked fresh. He looked well rested. He looked tanned. He looked great. He was on message. He was on point. He dueled with Savannah Guthrie. He took numerous questions. He defended the administration on the coronavirus. But more importantly, he laid out a vision for the second term. How he's going to continue to cut taxes. He's now going to continue to have a program for massive economic recovery, that he is going to continue to strengthen our borders, and that he is going to do everything possible to make sure that the radical left is kept at bay and that he will keep Americans safe, strong, and prosperous. He was on fire. He was on message. He looked full of energy. It was a tale of two town halls. And right out of the gate, what do you think Savannah Guthrie was asking him? Huh? Take a guess. Roll cut 16, Christian.
You were asked point blank to denounce white supremacy. In the moment, you didn't. My question to you is,
you've done this to me and everybody.
Why does it seem like
I denounce white supremacy? Okay,
you did 2 days later.
I've denounced white supremacy for years. You didn't ask Joe Biden whether or not he denounces Antifa. I denounce white supremacy.
Okay,
what's your next question?
He was great. He was on fire. And in fact, you know how many times he's been denouncing white supremacy? One more time. Play it again, Christian. Roll 16A.
I totally disavow the Ku Klux Klan. I totally disavow David Duke.
When you say the party is self-destructing, what do you see as the biggest problem with the Reform Party right now?
Well, you've got David Duke just joined, a bigot, a racist, a problem. I mean, this is not exactly the people you want in your party.
So are you prepared right now to make a clear and unequivocal statement renouncing the support of all white supremacists?
Of course I am. Of course I am.
Times do I have to reject? I've rejected David Duke. I've rejected the KKK, the Ku Klux Klan.
About the neo-Nazis and the white nationalists, because they should be condemned totally.
Racism is evil. And those who cause violence in it.
You are being influenced. If you've watched any blockbuster films in the last decade, then chances are that what you watched has been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Here's the reality. The CCP is running the largest influence campaign in history. Film scenes get completely altered. Films get canceled or lose funding. Actors supporting human rights are banned. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in uncovering the impact of this campaign on our society and highlighting the brave souls fighting back and turning the tide. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes, available for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
Its name are criminals and thugs, including the KKK, neo-Nazis, white supremacists, and...
And she still kept asking him. It didn't matter. He was brilliant. He was forceful. He was on point. Of the two, he did immensely better. Did you watch? Your reaction next. .918 here on the great WRKO. Jeff Cooner, Boston's Bulldozer, 617-266-6868 is the number. Okay, did you watch any of the town halls last night? NBC, obviously, with President Trump. ABC with Steffi Stephanopoulos and Joe Biden. Biden never asked, not even once, about the New York Post bombshell exposés. Steffi should be ashamed of himself. 617-266-6868. Bob in Waltham. Thanks for holding, Bob, and welcome.
Hello, Jeff. All of the talk about what we can do, we got about 14 to 16 days left. All I can do, I'm a very ordinary person. I want to try to turn 5 or 10 people away from the bad guy, Joe Biden. My way of persuading people is, what I would say to them, because I'm going to be talking to people who aren't converted to Trump at all. They're stuck as a D voter in Massachusetts, D for Democrat or D for something else. But, we have 15 days to win. And there's going to be, unfortunately, I believe there's going to be over 1 million to 2 million bad ballots. And so we have to, like, really, every Trump supporter has to go to the polls. And we've only got, like, 14, 15 days to convert the people who don't read the newspaper and listen to the crazy television stations that are totally controlled by the nut media. I don't know what you want to call it. There's no truth in it. Joe Biden, I think, will be written up as one of the greatest con men in history.
No, you're right. No, no, Bob, look, you're completely right. He's a complete phony. He's an absolute fraud. He's a grifter. He's a corrupt crook. And now we know through all of these emails, he's been running a massive pay-to-play scheme using the Biden crime family to line his pockets, and that obviously of Hunter and his brother, Jim Biden, and others. And he subverted U.S. foreign policy deliberately, sold us down the river and our national interests in order to get rich, extravagantly rich, fabulously rich. And thank you for that call, Bob. Look, this is the key issue. Do you want the return of the swamp? Because Biden is a corrupt oligarch. That's what he is. That's what he is in a nutshell. And again, I ask this of the media. It's a challenge. They cannot answer my challenge. How does a man on a government salary live the kind of extravagant lifestyle that he has? Now, it's in the emails. One of the most damning emails, there's a couple of them. The Ukraine story was bad, but the follow-up China story in the New York Post was even worse. It's an incredible story. Emails now show they were setting up venture partnerships, the Biden family, Hunter, but others, even Biden's Joe Biden's brother, Hunter Biden's uncle, Jim Biden. They were setting up venture partnerships with Chinese communist state-backed businesses. And they're literally dividing up the profits. And as they're dividing up the profits, and by the way, they were paying Hunter Biden $10 million a year. A year. And they even said it. It's for, quote, introductions. They go, really, what are we paying you for $10 million? Introductions. Introductions to who? Your father. Obviously, it ain't to him. It ain't to the crack pipe guy. And as they're dividing up this new venture partnership, and they're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars in profits coming in, Hunter gets 20%. One of the big Chinese big shots gets 20. Everybody's getting a cut. But then he says 10%. Oh, by the way, 10% was for Jim. Jim is Jim Biden, Joe Biden's brother. So Biden's brother is getting a 10% cut. But the other one says Hunter is holding 10% for the big guy. You know who the big guy is? The father, Pops, as Hunter Biden calls him. In another email to his kids, it was a pathetic email. His kids hate him. I don't want to get into it. His kids can't stand him. He's never around. He's constantly cheating. He's on crack. He's on drugs. He's going on about how I get no respect from any of my kids. You. He goes, but even though I pay for all your expenses, I've never done to you what Pops has done to me, which is take half of your income. So he's actually complaining to his kids that everything he ever made, he had to give 50% to his father. It's all right there. That's how Joe Biden has become not a millionaire, but his family is worth over $1 billion. Now, to be fair, I'm not trying to say this for shock value. I'm being honest with you. They're worse than the mob. Because say what you want about the mob, that's private. That's private. They're into gambling. They're into rackets, casinos, drugs. There were moonshiners, whatever. In the 1920s, they were running alcohol when it was illegal under prohibition. This is even different. It's even worse. They're getting rich off of our money. This is our taxpayer money that they're using as kickbacks. And worse than that, they are destroying this country. They're outsourcing our jobs, our manufacturing, our national interests, our national security to line their pockets. That's treason. Whatever you think about Whitey Bulger, I can't stand Whitey Bulger. Don't get me wrong. But Whitey Bulger never betrayed the United States of America. Whitey Bulger wasn't stealing your taxpayer money to get rich. So, in fact, it's even worse than the mob. Now, you tell me, how does a whore like this guy, that's the only word, how does a whore like Joe Biden now is what? 3 weeks away, maybe, from becoming president of the United States? A criminal? You think he's just as bad as Hillary? If Hillary belongs in jail, how come he doesn't belong in jail? And all of this quid pro quo, the very thing they tried to impeach the president over. So you can say whatever you want about President Trump. He never sold this country down the river. He never betrayed our national interests or subverted our foreign policy in order to make hundreds of millions of dollars at the people's expense. Joe Biden is a Benedict Arnold. He's a traitor. And that's why no way in hell should he be president. .931 here on the great WRKO, Jeff Cooner, Boston's Bulldozer. Joining us now is Jim Freeman from Kelly Financial Services. Jim, how are you?
Jeff, good morning. I am well. Thanks so much for having me on. Jeff, yesterday we commemorated the three-year passing of a great man, a family man, co-founder of Kelly Financial Services, and of course, your close friend, Bill Kelly. While we mourn his passing, Jeff, we also celebrate the life of an extraordinary man. Let me share a quick story with you, if I can. 11 years ago, I lost my job in financial services, and I swore I would never return after spending most of my career in it. I thought the industry had lost its way. It wasn't serving clients' best interests. It wasn't solving their problems. In fact, many actually thought the industry was the problem itself. Well, 4 years ago, I was invited as a guest to attend a Kelly Financial event. Of course, I'd heard Bill on the radio. But that day, I had met Bill for the first and only time. He was warm and generous, of course. But, Jeff, the event was really a revelation for me. I understood Bill, his value proposition. That simply was fusing family values with financial knowledge to help people prepare for retirement. 2 years ago, Kelly hired me to help.
You are being influenced. If you've watched any blockbuster films in the last decade, then chances are that what you watched has been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Here's the reality. The CCP is running the largest influence campaign in history. Film scenes get completely altered. Films get canceled or lose funding. Actors supporting human rights are banned. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in uncovering the impact of this campaign on our society and highlighting the brave souls fighting back and turning the tide. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes, available for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Help her do just that, to continue the mission, to carry on. We get to carry on. Bill inspired me to change my thinking. I shared his mission and his vision. Jeff, you and I have broken bread together. We've prayed together. We've laughed together. And you know what I'm about to tell you is really heartfelt. Every day, every team member of Kelly Financial comes to our offices to carry on the mission too. So, tomorrow's show is dedicated to Bill. On behalf of everyone at Kelly Financial, God bless Bill. Rest in peace. We will see you again.
Amen. Very well said, Jim. Really well said. Jim Freeman, Kelly Financial Services, 888-800-1881, 888-800-1881. Go retire with them. There's almost a day that goes by I don't think about Bill Kelly. I can't believe it's already been 3 years. You have no idea how much I miss that man. A very dear friend. Very dear friend. 617-266-6868 is the number. Okay. Did you watch last night's town hall with Savannah Guthrie, President Trump, or Steffi Stephanopoulos with Joe Biden? What did you make of either of the town halls? Who do you think ended up looking better in the eyes of the American people? 617-266-6868. Lines are blazing. James in Michigan. Thanks for holding, James, and welcome.
Hi there, Jeff.
Hi, James.
So I just got to say that in light of all this people saying that they want to defund the police, I think that we've got the wrong thing. Maybe we should defund the FBI instead for sitting on evidence for over a year.
Hold on. But I think we got to listen to Joe Biden now, James. You know, we could end all of these police shootings, just aim for the leg, James. Preferably not the thigh, because the thigh, you could hurt somebody. Don't shoot at the hand or the pinky or the finger, because you could blow it off. James, the calf muscle. Shoot at the calf muscle. It goes straight on through. Huh? But,
well,
no, James.
For you, Jeff.
James, honestly, look, I'm trying to have a little fun here with you, but you're completely right. I think it's time to get rid of the FBI. I really do. I mean, I don't. You agree? Disagree? I mean, this is unbelievable. How do you sit on this for
Absolutely.
Nearly a year?
Well, just how in the tank do you think they all are when you've got contributors of almost every news station that are former FBI and intelligence?
You know what? That's a very good point. I didn't even think about it that way. But no, you're right. A lot of these guys get gigs in the media after they're done in the FBI or the CIA.
Yeah. That's all I've got for you, Jeff. I just wanted your thoughts on the matter. I'll let you go.
James, before you go, I have to ask you this. Polls are claiming, or the media is claiming using these polls, that Biden is up 11, 12, 14 points in Michigan, that he's running away with it. Is that what you're seeing on the ground, James?
I'll tell you this, Jeff. Every time I travel, you can count a handful of Biden signs, and it is a flood of Trump signs around here.
So you don't believe the polls, James?
Not a chance. It is resoundingly Trump everywhere you look.
Interesting.
The only
Interesting.
Way to take it is to steal it.
James, thank you for that call. That's what I've been saying. By the way, I'm getting this all the time. I talk to people. I don't want to bore you with all the details here, but I got, you know, friends in Florida, buddies in North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin. Last night I was on with somebody texting back and forth, good family friend in Wisconsin. I said, they're showing that Biden is up plus 10 in Wisconsin. This is after Kenosha. I go, is that possible? They're all saying, don't believe the polls. They're doing it to demoralize Trump supporters. Just ignore the polls. Trump is ahead in Wisconsin. There is so much enthusiasm for him out there. Just keep going and vote. Now, if we vote, if we all turn out, if there's a massive turnout, yes, they're going to use 1 million, 2 million mail-in ballots to try to steal it. It won't be enough. It won't be enough. If we come out in massive, unprecedented numbers, we will deliver a landslide for the president. So that's why I'm urging all of you, do not give in to despair. We've got less than 3 weeks to go. And I got to say this, I'm going to go back to your calls, I promise. That New York Post story, you read this, there's no way in hell you can vote for Joe Biden. No way. Amy on the South Shore, thanks for holding, Amy, and welcome.
Hi, how are you? Hi, Jeff.
I'm good. Hi, Amy. Go ahead.
So have you ever heard of the Smith-Mundt Act?
No, I haven't.
Okay. So it was created in 1948, and basically it's propaganda run by the Secretary of State, where the government can publicly post propagandize. It was meant for foreign countries and our enemies. And in 2012, they repealed the 1948-month Act, and it was signed in by Obama. And basically, it allows for stateside propaganda. They've legalized propaganda against our own people. So, and it's done through the Secretary of State. It's hidden in the Patriot Act, the Defense Act. But if you look it up, it's there. And that's how.
In other words, through the State Department, right, Amy? They're basically through the State Department.
Yes. So basically, it's called the Smith-Mundt Modernization Act of 2012.
I'm definitely going to look into it, Amy. Well, Amy, look. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. Please, go ahead.
It amends the United States Information and Education Exchange Act of 1948 to authorize the Secretary of State and Broadcasting Board of Governors to provide for the preparation and dissemination of information intended for foreign audience abroad about the United States. Well, in 2012, they changed it and made it so they can actually use it against our own people.
Well, Amy, let me ask you this. This is a very important piece of information. Amy, I'm definitely going to look into it, I promise. In fact, I think I'm going to look into it right after the show. But doesn't it feel ever since Obama was elected, obviously in the last 4 years, it's gotten even more intense. But don't you feel that there's been a nonstop propaganda campaign? That's the only word I can use. From the broadcast networks, CNN, MSNBC, New York Times, Washington Post. Like, don't you feel constantly bombarded with propaganda and indoctrination?
Absolutely. I'm a social worker. I'm a walk away. I walked away in 2016. I was indoctrinated. I feel like I was brainwashed, and I woke up. I actually had a stroke, and I woke up, and I was woke. And it happened right around the election. And I absolutely believe that. I think the biggest job that Trump has is to try to deprogram this country.
Very well said. I like that. Really well said. Deprogram this country. Amy, thank you very much for that call. Really good call. 617-266-6868. Okay, let me just give you a taste of the hostility of Savannah Guthrie to the president. Listen to her now going after Trump. Well, your taxes. It says you owe $400 million. How could you owe so much money? Aren't you a failed businessman? Listen to the president's response. It was magnificent. Roll cut 23, Christian.
$400 million compared to the assets that I have, all of these great properties all over the world, and frankly, the Bank of America building in San Francisco. I don't love what's happening to San Francisco.
Well, do I hear you right? It sounds like you're saying $400 million isn't that much.
One of the biggest office buildings.
But are you confirming that, yes, you do owe some $400 million?
What I'm saying is that it's a tiny percentage of my net worth.
That sounds like yes.
And you'll see that soon because we're doing things, you know. We've given, I think it's 108 or 112 pages of financial detail to elections. And, you know, we have to file as the president, as any politician, you have to file. Nobody ever looks at that.
And he's completely right. Compared to everything he owns, $400 million, he's under leveraged. More next.
I don't owe money to any of these sinister people. This has been going on for years now. Russia, Russia, Russia. It turned out to be a hoax. And it turned out to be that Hillary Clinton and the Democrats were dealing with Russia, not me.
949 here on the great WRKO. Jeff Cooner, Boston's bulldozer. 617-266-6868 is the number. Trump was on fire yesterday, really at the top of his game. He was confident, energetic, punchy, really on point, connected with many of the people of the audience who were asking him questions. Biden, on the other hand, rambling, slow, low energy, boring, at times utterly incoherent. However, I want to play to you for you two very important cuts. He basically gave the game away yesterday that he is going to support packing the Supreme Court should he win on November 3rd. The way he phrased it was, if they vote for Barrett, quickly on the Supreme Court floor, the way they handle it is the way he put it, then he's going to be open to packing the Supreme Court. Roll cut 52, Christian.
Well, right now, it looks like they're going to have a vote around Halloween. So if they vote on it before the election, you are open to expanding the court?
I'm open to considering what happens from that point on.
In other words, yes. Without saying yes, yes. So he's going to pack the court. One of the most radical things that you can do. But even more, he actually admitted, I couldn't believe he did this. Not only will he and Kamala Harris impose a national mask mandate, but you guessed it, a mandate to force everyone to take the coronavirus vaccine. Roll cut 51, Christian.
We should be thinking about making a mandate.
How could you enforce that?
Well, you couldn't. That's the problem. Just like you can't enforce measles. You can't come to school unless you have a measles shot. You know, you can't. But you can't say everyone has to do this. But you would, just like you can't mandate a mask. But you can say you can go to every governor and get them all in a room, all 50 of them as president, and say, ask people to wear the mask. Everybody knows.
And if they don't, fine.
And they don't, no, not fine. Then I go to every governor, I go to every mayor, I go to every councilman, I go to every local official, say, mandate the mask. Man, say, this is what you have to do when you're out. Make sure you encourage it being done. Look, George, you and I know, and I think you do too as well, the words of a president matter.
So, he's going to mandate a mask mandate. He's going to have a national mask mandate. He wants a coronavirus vaccine mandate. He doesn't know how we can enforce it, but it's coming down the pike. Now, I'm telling you, my friends, no way in hell am I taking a coronavirus vaccine. No way. But this is what Biden is going to do should he win in November. 617-266-6868 is the number. Pam in Natick. Thanks for holding, Pam, and welcome.
I just wanted to say that this morning when I went on YouTube, they've purged YouTube of all the well-known patriots that expose information. So they've had to go to, like, Parler. In fact, Trump is on Parler now. Some Republicans are on Parler, and then they had to go to BitChute. Quickly, on another note, I also heard a very well-known intelligence officer, brilliant, who exposed thousands of people around the world and Americans who have died in the wars that have been also pushed by Biden. And also, I guess they're building homes in Iraq, too, the Bidens or something. They're connected with that. So his name is Dr. Steve Pachesnik. And he is on YouTube. Brilliant, brilliant. He's worked under several Secretary of States, worked in the Iran hostage crisis, black ops, and just a brilliant psychiatrist. And he was head of psychiatry in the military. Okay,
Pam, thank you very much for that call. No, I know. They banned 30 conservative sites on YouTube. It wasn't just Facebook and Twitter. YouTube jumped in as well. And the Bidens have mansions not only across the United States, but you're right, across the world. All of it, by the way, on a government salary. Now, you don't think the Bidens are going to get in on the coronavirus vaccine action? We know Fauci will. We know Bill Gates will. We know many of his top donors will. I'll bet you the best steak at the Hanover Street Chop House, whether it's Hunter Biden or Biden's brother or one of his daughters or whoever, but someone is going to get a slice of that action, because this coronavirus vaccine, they're going to mandate it should he win in November. He just admitted it. Let's go to Patricia in Tewksbury. Thanks for holding, Patricia, and welcome.
Good morning, Jeff. I'm not going to take too much time. I know we're almost done. Savannah Guthrie, very disappointing. I thought she would have a little more class about her, but she was disgraceful and despicable. And Stephanopoulos, if you ever saw his wife, you would know why he's such a wimp. She is supposed to be a comedian, but she is just a complete airhead. My point was, if we believe that these leftist intention is to restore the moral greatness of America and elevate leaders of character, we might take them more seriously. But these are the same media elites who are cheerleaders and defenders of Bill Clinton. So their attacks on Donald Trump ring very hollow. What they really hate about Trump and what no one talks about is they want to demoralize the Christian vote, and that's because we support pro-life, pro-family, and pro-Israel policies of this president, not to mention the hundreds of conservative judges that he has appointed. There are 12 Catholic bishops across this country, including Cardinal Timothy Dolan of New York, who are speaking out to Catholics and saying, you must not vote for Joe Biden because of these policies. And the Christian coalition of all faiths, of all walks of life, are what put Donald Trump in the White House. And when you defend Israel, you are blessed.
Patricia, I couldn't have said it better myself. Could you do me a favor? Because you're not going to believe me.
Yes.
Because this is so, it seems so out there. Just Google or whatever. Go on, DuckDuckGo. Go on DuckDuckGo. And then DuckDuckGo, George Stephanopoulos, his wife, and pornography. His wife.
She's disgusting, Jeff.
Oh, she gave an interview where she admitted that she and her husband, Stephanopoulos, and their two teenage daughters watch pornography together as a family. I swear to you, look it up. Look it up, Patricia. Don't take my word for it. This guy's a pervert.
Jeff, she is a foul mouth. I never have understood how he married her. They just don't go together. And the other thing I was hearing yesterday was, how did Hunter Biden leave his laptop? Who does that? Do they not understand that when you are a drug addict, you have a monkey on your back that dictates your whole life? You are not in your right mind.
Bingo.
Which is even more distressful to all of us as Americans. What could have been done to this country by this man being involved in our politics all over this world, especially with China? What they could have done by using him to infiltrate our government.
Oh, yeah. No, I think they have. And I think they're going to use, there's a lot more there. If Biden wins, they're going to blackmail him. They're going to own him and they're going to blackmail him. Patricia, thank you very much for that call. Again, you want to see what a pervert Stephanopoulos is? He watches pornography with his wife and his two teenage daughters. That tells you everything you need to know. And the wife admitted and bragged about it in an interview. Look it up. Don't take my word for it. Lou in Rhode Island. Thanks for holding, Lou, and welcome. I've got about a minute. The floor is yours. Go.
Yeah, Jeff, if it wasn't real life, I think it was totally comical that they're pushing this Weekend at Bernie's candidate, Joe Biden, here in front of the American people. The guy doesn't even know where he is half the time. But the point is, it's the same old game. You've got the oligarchs and the big businesses like Twitter and Facebook and Google and all those people, and they are all in bed with the Democrats, the elected Democrats. Look at the jobs they get. Look at the money these elected officials get. They all do each other's bidding. It's the same old pay to play, and that's what's threatened by Donald Trump. But the thing is, and I want to say this very quickly, they are thinking that the American public is stupid, that they can give legitimacy to Joe Biden and hide the information that's coming out on Hunter and all this other kind of stuff because they think Americans stupid. I think that may be their big mistake, because we're a lot smarter and a lot of people who don't take them as being legitimate.
Oh, amen. Amen. They think we're stupid, but we're not.
Hollywood is under siege from an external force. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream is now making nightmares a reality. Many major films appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.